Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Business Solutions Conference call. Very excited about tonight's conference call. We've got one of the top trainers and leaders on our team. We're going to be recognizing him for his new $150,000 ring. So we're very, very excited to have him on tonight. But before we go to him, I want to quickly go out to Idaho and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber, for some team recognition. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I just want to give a huge shout-out to Rochelle Miller, who ranked advanced last week from associate to senior associate. She was recruited by Terry Green and just part-time, wants to get involved part-time, but doing great things on a part-time basis. And then also, we know that, the rhythm of our business is tools and events. And so I thought I'd want to go out to someone who went to their very first Super Saturday so we can hear that that perspective from a new associate. Mr. Dave Hall brought in Aaron Browning from Virginia to Salt Lake City this past weekend, and a bunch of us from Idaho went down, and I've got Mr. John Weiser online. This was his first big event, and so I wanted you to just to hear his reaction. We all need to get new people to big events, right? Super Saturday, International Convention. John Meister, are you on the phone? I heard you check in before. Are you on mute?
I am, yes.
Hello? Okay. All right, well, fantastic. John, what was it like to be at your very first Super Saturday?
It was great. I was kind of excited to go because what I didn't mention before was that my first exposure to Legal Shield was the leadership conference a couple months ago, and which was kind of brilliant on Mr. Walker's part, inviting me to that before I was even a member. But anyway, first, when Mr. Browning was speaking this weekend, I was pretty amazed that he was able to get so far so fast to 100,000. In the time at just 1 year, and that anybody can do that if they have the right motivation. And one of the things I got out of it was that you don't have to know everything before you start. That's what your upline is for, and to use their services because they're there to help. Especially using, he emphasized three-way calls, doing a lot of those when possible for long-distance people and others. And one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, is to get it in front of people. Just do it. Get it. You can do it different ways. But at least in the beginning, use your upline. I just did that today. Use your directors, executive directors, to help you. That's what they're there for. But overall, it was fun. I went to the Christmas party on Friday night, but I actually had more fun at the I had fun there, but I actually had more fun learning from when Mr. Browning was speaking, because I did learn a lot from him.
There you go. And, here's the reality. Mr. Leister comes back, has Mr. Walker go do an appointment for him. They just sold their very first non-family Legal Shield plan, right, meaning he'd sold some plans to his family previously, but his first membership to a non-family member, and off and running and doing some great things. And, that's just the power of getting people out to Super Saturdays. And congratulations, John. Mr. Hall, thank you so much for having an amazing Super Saturday down there in Salt Lake City. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, sir.
All right, Mr. Schieber, great job. Appreciate you tonight. All right, it is time to go ahead and get to our next guest speaker. I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is a $250,000 ring earner. He's a Millionaire Club member, and that is Mr. Jeremy Moore. He has some incredible team recognition, advancements, and bonus money recipients to begin the call. Jeremy, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
You are loud and clear. Take it away.
Fantastic. Well, good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had an awesome weekend. Once again, another newsletter came out, and the More Success team was well represented. I want to give a couple quick shout-outs to Ms. Lisa Streeter out of the great state of Georgia and Mr. Bob Pilcher out of the state of Kansas for being among the top premium riders in all of Legal Shield last week. Congratulations. Great job, guys. You know, guys, I really, right now, there's a couple of contests that run out at the end of this week. The first contest feeds into the second contest. And the first contest is your active engagements, your two-a-day exposures using your Prospect app. You know, you do a minimum of 30 exposures between now and the 15th, cumulative since December 1. Through the 15th, have 30 total exposures with 15 engagements. In other words, 15 people viewed the tool that you sent them, and then you'll be entered into a drawing. That drawing, they're gonna do it, but it's really all your trip to our international convention in Dallas, Texas, this spring. That's your air flight, your hotel. I mean, it's quite a reward. For you guys out there, but that flows into the PC push that's going on this month. You know, with just by getting in PC Pro, doing your $120 plus one recruit between now and the 15th, you know, $120 worth of premium and bringing on one new recruit and your Performance Club bonus check, they're going to add $150 to that. You know, $120 worth of premium, one new recruit. The way to collect, you know, the way to do that is to get those exposures out via Prospect. Have those people view the information, follow up with them, do your three-way calls, get those individuals to live events, and you can knock out that $120 in premium and that one new recruit for that $150 bonus. So I'm excited about that. This time of year, you know, in the holiday season, to be able to, in addition to your PC check, to be able to add $100 or $150 bonus on top of your PC check is quite incredible. So I encourage you guys to make the most out of the rest of this week. But right now, you know, one of the best calls that I get from corporate, you know, since that I can ever – you know, this is the fifth call this April that I've gotten from corporate from Mr. Loris saying, hey, congratulations, you've got another ring earner on the team. And, you know, it's my honor and privilege to be able to introduce the newest $150,000 income earner on the More Success team. And I won't get into his story. I'll let him share it. But it's none other than my friend from the great state of Virginia, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my friend. Congratulations. We're so excited for you. We're proud for you and can't wait to hear your story and your training tonight. So take it away, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. And if you guys hear screaming in the background or Christmas music playing, my family, extended family, we've all come down to Williamsburg, Virginia, to Busch Gardens and celebrating the Christmas holidays. They have Christmas Town. So the whole thing is set up like a Christmas village, and we're just having a blast, which just goes to prove you can work from anywhere. So I'm standing on a bridge overlooking a beautiful lake with white Christmas trees everywhere and a big sign that says Peace on Earth. So pretty cool. Yeah, I got a phone call last week from corporate, and usually when corporate calls me, it's because I've done something wrong. So I was like, oh, gosh, what have I done now? So I answered the phone like, yeah, hello? And they were like, hey, is this Jeff Hughes? I said, yeah. She goes, hey, this is, I can't remember her name, but she with recognition. And I said, yeah. And she said, I just want to let you know that you qualified for a $150,000 ring. And I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. And I had not been paying. I mean, I figured it was probably getting close because I've been seeing the deposits. But I really wasn't watching the nickels and dimes, and I had no idea that it had happened. But it was very exciting and really cool and validating. So we just we're celebrating our 20th. Year, I guess we're in our 21st year with Legal Shield, and so for the new people on the call, I mean, that ought to tell you that, that'll give you some confidence that you can actually build a career with Legal Shield. I was a commissioned shoe salesman when I first heard about Legal Shield, and one of my customers, her name is Judy Garten, and she was a really good shoe customer. She would buy usually about two pair of expensive shoes per month, and she came in one day and said, let's go to lunch. I want to tell you what I'm doing. And I didn't really care what she was doing. She was going to buy my roller coaster just went over my head. She said, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. And I said, let's go. And again, I was a little suspicious because I'd been pitched on a million different network marketing deals working in public. And I thought it was going to be a multi-level marketing company that sold oil, essential oils. That's what I thought it was going to be. So when she pulled out a Legal Shield brochure and took me through the membership, I was like, what is this? I'd never heard of anything like it. I thought it was a great idea. Had a couple of questions for her, which she didn't know the answer to because she was brand new. And she said, well, what I want you to do is to come and get the big picture. There's a business overview in Dallas, and we lived in Fort Worth at the time. And she said, why don't you come and find out more about it, see if there's something that you want to do. And I said, what are you talking about? Is there an opportunity with this? And she said, yeah. And I said, I thought you were just trying to sell me a legal plan. And she said, no. She said, Jeff, everybody's going to buy this eventually. She goes, I want you to think about marketing this. I was totally confused what was going on because I didn't think that you could multi-level market a product like this. It was too legitimate. I mean, mostly network marketing companies are marketing stuff that you can get at Costco or Sam's Club for, you know, a tenth the price. And this seemed like it was super cheap and super effective and something that everybody needed. I'm like, I didn't know. It was just confusing to me. And so she encouraged me to come, to bring Cindy, my wife, to come to the meeting and to get more information. So it was a little bit tricky getting Cindy to agree to come because it was a long drive, about an hour drive from our house. But we decided to go because we were desperate to get out of the shoe business. I was really sick of it. I had gotten very good at something I hated, and that's a terrible thing to happen to you in your life. And so we went in the meeting, and it was very – I thought it was really good. It seemed very credible. And when it was over, Judy asked me if I had any questions, and I said, no, I don't have any questions. I've got three brothers that live here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and I'd like to talk to them first because if I do this, I'd like to do it with them. So let me talk to them and see what they think, and then I'll get back to you. And, of course, those of you that have been in Legal Shield long enough to know that's a terrible thing to say you're going to go home and talk to your family members because normally your family members will rain on your parade, which I'm sure my brothers would have done. And she just said, oh, no, don't talk to them, you know, just enough to mess this up. So she ran out and got me a video. And, of course, this is 1999. A video back then was a VHS tape. And she gave me the video and said, take it home, show it to your brothers. If they like it, invite them to come next week. And I thought, well, that sounds easy now. So we had a pizza party. We showed it to our brothers. Two of them were married. Mike and the two doctor twins were married. And we showed it to them all at once. And when it was over, they were like, it was so funny because they said, we're in. We're in if you're in. And I'm like, I'm not in, but I can get in. I mean, I literally, like a dog that chased a car, I didn't know what to do with them, and I caught them. So I just said, there's a meeting in Dallas. We went to it last week. It was really good. Let's go. You know, the guy there's making over $10,000 a month. He knows how to, he knows how to fill out the paperwork. I guess there's probably applications or something. We didn't even know how it worked. So we went to the business overview, and when it was over, my brothers were ready to sign up. And it took us a few weeks to get going. And we just built our business by showing videos during the week. And then the ones who were interested, we'd invite them to come back to a live event. And we did that for, I don't know, it probably took us 4 or 5 years of that kind of activity to really get the business locked and loaded where it was on autopilot. And it had grown so big, it was in so many different states and so many different marketplaces that it really wasn't about what we were doing. We didn't stop doing what we were doing, but we could have because there were so many people in our organization all over the country who were showing videos during the week and bringing the interested prospects to business overviews that it kind of became an autopilot thing. So we earned our ring in our second year. I think it was at 9 months, 10 months into the business, we started earning about $10,000 a month. So it was in that next year that we earned our $100,000 ring. Our income, of course, had gone up over the years and probably tapped out at about $220,000. But back then, we didn't have ring recognition at those levels. So you had to go from $100,000 to $250,000 was the next ring level. So we never earned that. But it's fun to be back now at the $150,000, and now we're going to work on the $200,000 ring. I actually like to have a complete set. I don't know how you can get – I'll need to get that $50,000 ring to complete the whole set. But, you know, now we've got rings that start at $50,000. They go $50,000, $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, $250,000, $300,000, then $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000, and $1,000,000. So it'd be fun to collect all of them. I think that ought to be a goal for all of us is to eventually have a box, the collector's box of all the different rings. But being here at Christmastown, I was thinking, what can I train on you got for you guys tonight? I thought of the song, My Favorite Things. These are a few of my favorite things. And some of my favorite things about Legal Shield that I loved. I was looking for a business that did not require a big investment to get started. I didn't want to buy inventory. And so I really liked the fact that Legal Shield was low cost to get in and didn't require an inventory purchase. You didn't have to resell stuff to your friends and family. It didn't cost a lot to keep the business going. It just really appealed to me. I also liked that I could do it part-time. I needed to keep my full-time job until I had enough income coming in. Even though I didn't like my job, I needed my job. And I needed to be, I needed the business that I operated part-time to be able to generate legitimate and significant income. I'm sorry, I've had a cold, so my voice is fighting me. Being able to generate the money that we did from Legal Shield gave me the confidence to start making plans to make a full-time commitment to the business. I was able to get enough money coming in that I was able to gradually quit selling shoes. And so there came the day I was able to quit my job, and that was one of my happiest days of my life because I, again, did not like selling shoes. And so I giving them my notice, they were really snotty to me, and on my way out the door they said, "You'll be back." And I just said, "Yeah, to buy my wife some expensive shoes." I haven't had a job for 19 years, so I've been able to do Legal Shield full-time, and I love it. I love being able to work from home. I love being able to stand in Christmastown in Williamsburg, Virginia, at Busch Gardens, and be able to work my business, you know, from a cool place and be able to help people on the team. I love that. I just like the whole social side of Legal Shield. I love being able to going to live events and building friendships there and being able to lead and serve the marketplace. I loved Super Saturdays. You know, I heard a gentleman that went to his first Super Saturday. I remember my first one. It was so exciting. We went to our first – went to Super Saturday. It was followed by a Fast Start class. And, my gosh, when we got home that night, we were so excited and really were willing to make the commitment to put this thing in together. And then I loved going to conventions. I still love going to international conventions and leadership summits. And if y'all have never been, I would highly encourage you to go ahead and make plans to go to Dallas. We went to Tulsa, Oklahoma the first time we went. And, you know, all we'd ever seen were local business briefings, which had about 20 people in them, and Super Saturdays that had maybe 100 people. To walk into a room with 10,000 people was overwhelming. And we saw people like us who were making big money, big checks, getting big rings and big recognition. And we went home knowing that if it could happen to them, it could happen to us. We were willing to commit and do the deal, do what they taught us to do, that we could achieve what these people had achieved. And, you know, my whole family has done well in Legal Shield. There's five brothers and a sister. All of us have achieved in top levels of in Legal Shield. There's all six of us have achieved the level of executive director. I think we have four ring earners in the family. I think there's four Millionaire Club members. So it's a very successful family, but because we got with a very successful company. You know, we weren't exactly, I don't think on paper, you know, we were probably what the company was looking for. You know, I feel like they're probably either people that were better salespeople than us or people that maybe were insurance professionals, had bigger books of businesses than we do, even than we did. Maybe people that could quit and go full-time. We had to stay part-time. So maybe we weren't ideal for what the company was looking for. But what's so great about the opportunity with Legal Shield is that you don't have to look good on paper. You don't have to have degrees and certificates and money to start this business. It's really, you know, it's a level playing field. You can come in. The comp plan's the same for all of us. The product's the same for all of us. And it's really what you're willing to put into the business, your willingness to believe and then work towards your beliefs. That's how you get rewarded in Legal Shield. And that's what we did. And it's been a wonderful, guys, it's been a wonderful experience. We've had so much fun. We built friendships all across the country. And, you know, it's been amazing to see not only my family become successful, but, you know, literally hundreds of people in the organization that have absolutely changed their life financially because of this opportunity. And I know there's people on the call tonight that are part of my organization who don't know who I am and don't know that they're part of my organization. And that's cool. You know, it's cool that your team can get so big that new people joining the team may not even know who all of their upline leadership is. They know who the person who recruited them. They know who their director is. They know who their executive director. Maybe they know who their marketplace leadership is. And you know what? That's what I knew. I didn't know who my uplines were. I did not meet any of the Moores for a long time after we got started. I didn't even know about the Moore family. In fact, one of my brothers asked me, who is your upline leadership? And I said, I don't even know what you're talking about. And he said, who are your, like, your big money earners, your top, top guys? I said, I don't know. I've never met them. I don't think we have any. And he said, no, you do. This network marketing, you have big money upline. That's the way this thing is set up. Who are they? What are their names? And I said, I don't know. I think they made so much money that they quit. And he laughed and said, no, that's not possible. You know, there is somebody. Well, of course, eventually we did meet our upline, who were, you know, Ken and Shirlene Moore and Pat and Randy Moore and Jeremy and Stephanie Moore. And, you know, we found out we had an amazing upline leadership team. But 20 years ago, the team was a lot smaller. It wasn't as well organized as it is today. We didn't have a more successful conference call or website or team events or anything that we do now, because we were still learning how to do it. So it's cool. The last thing I'd like to say is I love residual income. You know, when you're new and you're building your business and you're riding memberships, you're building your team, you're starting to get some overrides from your organization, you don't think about or talk about renewals because you don't get them at first. You know, your advance commissions, takes a while for those advance commissions to be paid off. But when they do get paid off, you start earning an as-earned residual income, which is a true residual, just like an insurance agent would get on their book of business. Legal Shield pays the same way. You get a percentage of everything that you sold that stays on the books, plus a percentage of everything that you overrode that your team sold that stays on the books. And it was really cool when that kicked in, and I didn't quite know what was going on. All of a sudden, my income started to go up, and finding out that the residual check was coming in on top of it. And it's been interesting. We've got that original residual check that came in our first 3 years that we were in the business, like 3.5 years. And that check still to this day pays for our farm in Virginia. The money that we made, the business we put on the books for 3.5 years, has paid for our farm here in Virginia. And we've lived here for 10 years. And we've been getting that check for probably, 15 years. And then what happened to us, the reason our income shot up so high to 150 is we're completely on as earned, meaning our income, we get no advance commission. The 150 is totally as earned, which means if I quit working, my team quits working, our income won't significantly change for many years because it's on business that's already on the books. So super cool that we get that. And, you know, 20 years down the road, I love residual income. Now, I also love this, and that is, at any point that you want to go back and add to the business that you've already built, Legal Shield is happy to have you come back and start building again. And so Cindy and my commitment is, in the new year, is to really come back and start adding new lines of production, new lines of activity, to go on and get to Platinum Executive Director and beyond. So we're excited about that. It's been a tough last 10 years for us through health reasons and car accidents and moves. And my wife started a retail business of her own in the last year. And so we've been a lot of things that have kind of, not allowed us to focus totally on Legal Shield business. Legal Shield didn't get mad at us. They didn't fire us. They haven't demoted us. They've continued to pay us. Our income's continued to go up. What's so cool now is we can go back and continue to work like we did when we first got started, you know, create a significant bump in our income, plus be able to go out and help lots of other people, new people that haven't yet heard about the Legal Shield opportunity. So anyway, I'm excited, guys, and excited for you as much as for me, because the opportunity is better today than it was in September 1999 when Judy Garden invited me to go to my first business overview. So, Mr. Moore, I'll kick it back over to you.
Phenomenal job, Mr. Hughes. Absolutely outstanding. Your story is so inspirational and inspiring. You know, it's just the, you know, if you could write a handbook on how to start and grow a successful Legal Shield business in the year 2020, it needs to be your story. You know, you were exposed by a tool. You went to an event. At the event, you got more tools. You shared the tools. You took them to the events. And today, like you said, I mean, you know, this is passive income, $150,000 a year passively for something you invested and devoted some time and effort in, you know, really hardcore for the first handful of years you're involved. And, you know, that's just that's so exciting. It's so inspirational. And again, congratulations, 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 my friend.
Thank you very much, and appreciate you having me on the call. It's always an honor.
Well, thank you. And, guys, as we wrap up, just a couple quick little notes. Tomorrow night, I will actually be doing the open house in the Oklahoma City market. You can find that information on the Legal Show calendar, as well as this weekend. We do the Super Saturday for the state of Oklahoma and the Oklahoma City market. So if you have guests, acquaintances, people, contacts, get them to those events, and let me help you grow and build your business here in the great state of Oklahoma. Guys, take advantage of the two promotions that are going on right now. We have the rest through Sunday. Take advantage of those. Always continue to put God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third, and everything else will take care of itself. God bless, and have a wonderful week, guys.